Okay. Wow, this chapter from The Universe Within, it's really got me thinking. I mean, it's pretty wild. The idea that quantum physics, it's not just about stars and galaxies, it applies to us. It applies to our lives, that we can actually like shape our own reality.
It really is a fascinating shift. You know, for
Wow.
so long, we've viewed ourselves as separate from the universe, almost like we're just observers. But quantum physics is really suggesting that we're active participants, that we are intertwined with everything around us.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're going to kind of dive into today,
Okay.
is how understanding this connection can really help us, I guess you could say, like gain more control over our lives. This chapter calls it quantum empowerment, which I
Yeah.
don't know about you, but that sounds pretty awesome to me.
It does. It's about recognizing that power that we have to influence our reality.
So let's unpack some of these concepts. We've got entanglement, you know,
Yeah.
the idea that everything is energy vibrating at different
Yeah.
frequencies, and even how our thoughts can shape reality. Like, where do we even begin?
Well, why don't we start with entanglement?
Okay.
So we've heard this before.
Okay.
But you see, it's been proven that particles can be linked across vast distances and they instantly affect each other.
Okay.
Even if they're light years apart, if you change one, the other changes instantaneously.
So they're like connected by some invisible thread.
Exactly. It's kind of like if you had two coins and you flip them at the same time, no matter how far apart those coins were, they would always land on the same side.
Wow.
And this isn't just theory, this has been shown in labs.
So that's actually been proven.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But what does that have to do with us? We're not like little subatomic particles.
Right. Well, that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
If particles can be so interconnected, imagine the possibilities for us.
Okay.
Think of it this way. We're all made up of these same particles.
Right.
If they can be entangled, what does that say about our own interconnectedness?
I see what you're saying. Okay. So you're saying that, like, our actions, thoughts, even our emotions, maybe, can be
Yes.
like influencing things much farther than we can even see.
Exactly. Our choices, our energy, everything we do has this ripple effect throughout the universe.
So even small actions could have big consequences.
Precisely. And so the book uses the example of someone who's really wanting to improve their relationships.
Yeah.
So imagine if even a small act of kindness, just a little shift in your attitude, could create this positive change, not just for you, but for everyone around you.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility,
Yeah.
but also really empowering in a way.
It is. And that brings us to this other concept, the idea that everything, including us, is energy vibrating at different frequencies.
Okay, that's the part where I was like, all right, this is getting a little out there.
Sure.
What does it even mean that we're vibrating energy?
Well, think about music for a second.
Okay.
Different notes have different frequencies and they create different sounds and feelings, right? Like, similarly, everything in the universe, including us, is made up of energy, but it's vibrating at these different speeds or frequencies. It's like we're all part of one big symphony.
So our emotions, thoughts, everything has its own vibrational frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guess what? Just like with musical notes, some frequencies, they're harmonious, they feel good, they're uplifting,
Right.
and some feel discordant or heavy.
So you're saying like positive emotions like joy, gratitude, those have a higher frequency.
Yes.
And then like fear, anger, those are lower.
You got it. And this chapter suggests that being in those high energy states, like joy and gratitude, they're linked to positive outcomes.
Okay.
Whereas being in those lower energy states creates resistance.
Interesting. So it's almost like if you're trying to swim upstream versus
Yeah,
downstream, it
exactly.
makes you think maybe like our energy is actually attracting certain experiences into our lives.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever noticed that when you're in a good mood, things just kind of seem to go your way?
Absolutely. You're in sync with the flow of the universe.
Yeah.
And then when you're feeling down or negative, it seems like everything goes wrong.
It's like we're magnets attracting the experiences that match our frequency.
Exactly. And the amazing thing is we have the power to shift our energy,
Oh, okay.
to consciously choose those higher vibrations.
Okay.
And this is where the idea of manifesting comes in.
Okay, so how does this all tie into the power to create our own reality? This whole manifesting thing has always felt a little mystical to me.
Right. Let's demystify it a little bit.
Yeah.
So manifesting is really about aligning our energy and intentions with these universal principles that we've been talking about. It's like we're tapping into that creative power of the universe.
So if we can learn to raise our vibration and align our intentions with what we want,
Yeah.
we can actually influence what happens.
That's the idea. It's not about just wishing for things to magically appear.
Right.
It's about consciously creating the conditions for them to manifest.
I'm starting to see the potential here. But how do we actually do that? What are the steps?
Well, the book outlines a few key things. It
yeah.
talks about mindful awareness, cultivating those high vibration states that we were talking about, visualization, and taking aligned action, to name a few. And of course, trusting the process.
Okay, those sound good in theory, but I'm curious to learn more about how they actually work.
I think that's a perfect place to pick up in part two. We can dive into that practical side of how to apply these principles to everyday life.
Sounds good to me. I'm already feeling inspired. I bet our listeners are too.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with part two, where we explore those practical steps.
Welcome back. So last time we kind of left off talking about how we actually like use these concepts to change our lives.
Yes, the how-to part of all of this.
Yeah.
The book mentioned mindful awareness, cultivating those high vibration states, visualization, taking aligned action. Where should we start?
Well, mindfulness is a great foundation. It's really about becoming aware of our thoughts and emotions, you know, and noticing if they're aligned with the reality that we actually want to create.
So instead of letting our mind run on autopilot, we're actually like paying attention to what's going on inside.
Exactly. And once we're aware, we can choose to shift those thoughts and feelings intentionally.
Okay.
The book really emphasizes cultivating those high vibration states that we were talking about, like gratitude and joy.
Right. Because those higher frequencies, that creates a more powerful attractor field.
Exactly.
But how do we actually cultivate those states? Is it just like thinking happy thoughts?
Well, it's more than just thinking. It's about feeling those emotions deeply. One practice the book suggests is starting each day with gratitude.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on what you lack, you deliberately shift your attention to what you're thankful for.
Okay.
Even the small things.
So instead of like grumbling about traffic, I should be grateful for my comfy car seats.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That simple shift in focus can really raise your vibration significantly.
Mm.
And then there's visualization.
Ah, yes. Visualization. I've heard a lot about this. Especially with the whole manifesting thing. What's the quantum physics behind that?
It's more than just daydreaming. It's really about using your imagination to connect with the energy of what you desire.
Okay.
It's not just seeing it in your mind, but it's feeling the emotions as if it's already happening.
So if I'm like trying to manifest a new job, I wouldn't just picture myself at a desk.
Right.
But I would imagine like the feeling of accomplishment, the excitement of getting that offer.
Exactly. And the book says when we align our energy and intentions this way, we start to attract circumstances and opportunities that support those goals.
Hold on. Are we saying that like simply by visualizing and feeling those emotions, we can make things happen? That sounds almost too good to be true.
Oh, well, that's where aligned action comes in.
Okay.
Visualizing and feeling the emotions are crucial.
Right.
But they're not the whole picture. We actually have to meet the universe halfway, so to speak.
So it's not enough to just sit on the couch and wish for things to happen.
Yeah.
We actually have to take action out in the world.
Precisely. So if you're visualizing that new job, but you're not updating your resume or networking, you're missing a piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Aligned action is about taking steps, even if they're small ones, that move you in the direction of your goals.
It's like we're partnering with the universe.
Yeah.
We're putting in the effort, and the universe is kind of opening up the doors.
Exactly.
But what about those times when we do all the right things? We visualize, we take action.
Yeah.
But things still don't seem to work out.
Yeah.
That's where trusting the process comes in, right?
Absolutely. Just like in quantum physics, where things aren't always predictable,
mm-hmm.
the universe sometimes works in mysterious ways. Trusting the process means having faith that your energy and efforts are shaping those outcomes,
right?
Even if you can't see the results immediately.
So it's about letting go of the need to control every detail.
Yeah.
And trusting that the universe is kind of working things out behind the scenes.
Exactly. Sometimes what we think we want isn't actually in our best interests.
Okay.
Remember that example we talked about, the person wanting to improve their relationships?
Right.
Imagine how these principles that we've been talking about, interconnectedness, energy, and creation, how those could play out for them.
Okay, let's break that down. So if they understand that they're interconnected with everyone around them, maybe they're more likely to approach their relationships with more compassion, more understanding,
right?
Realizing that their actions impact others.
Exactly. And by consciously cultivating those high vibe states like love and gratitude, they're radiating that positive energy out into the world, which can really affect their relationships.
And through visualization, they can start to embody those feelings of harmony and connection that they desire.
Yeah.
It's like they're setting an intention for how those relationships could be.
Exactly. And those visualizations can actually inspire those aligned actions, communicating more openly or making more of an effort to connect.
Right. It's like a positive feedback loop. And even if those relationships don't change overnight, trusting the process means having faith that those efforts are creating those positive shifts, mm-hmm. even if they're not immediately visible.
Precisely. It's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
And this chapter really emphasizes that we're not just passive bystanders in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're active creators shaping our reality.
Yeah.
Through our thoughts, emotions, and actions.
I like that. Which brings us to an interesting question. How do we stay aligned with all this when things get tough?
Yeah.
The book mentions quantum leaps, and I'm kind of intrigued by that.
That's a great question. It's easy to feel positive and empowered when things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when we hit those inevitable challenges and setbacks? What are those quantum leaps anyway? Good point. Let's talk about that next time, along with how we can deal with those inevitable challenges.
Okay, that's a perfect place to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still so much to explore. Be sure to join us for part 3, where we delve into those quantum leaps and how we can navigate challenges. Welcome back. So last time we were talking about, you know, how to use our energy and intentions to create positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And we left off on this idea of quantum leaps.
Right.
Can you remind me what those are again?
Yeah. So in physics, quantum leaps refer to those sudden jumps in energy levels that atoms can make.
Okay.
Think of it like an electron suddenly shifting to a higher orbit.
So it's not like a gradual step-by-step process.
Right.
It's like a sudden shift.
Exactly. And in terms of personal growth, quantum leaps represent those moments of breakthrough,
okay.
those rapid transformations where we reach a whole new level of awareness or possibility.
Mm.
It's like suddenly seeing the world from a completely different perspective.
That sounds amazing, but also a little intimidating.
Sure.
Like, how do we actually make those kinds of leaps?
Right.
Did it just happen randomly?
Well, while we can't always predict when those quantum leaps will occur,
okay.
we can definitely create conditions that make them more likely. Mm. This chapter suggests cultivating a mindset of openness and receptivity.
So being open to new ideas,
yeah.
new ways of thinking.
Exactly. It's about challenging those limiting beliefs that might be holding us back,
mm.
stepping outside of our comfort zones.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get so stuck in our old patterns and routines.
Yeah.
But how do we know when it's time to make a change?
The book suggests paying attention to our intuition, that inner voice that guides us towards what's truly aligned with our purpose.
So trusting our gut feeling, even if it doesn't make logical sense.
Exactly. It's like having this internal compass that's always pointing us in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
The universe often communicates with us through those subtle nudges and intuitive insights.
I love that.
Okay.
But all this talk about, you know, quantum leaps and creating our reality
mm-hmm.
makes me wonder, what about those times when things don't go our way?
Sure.
You know, when we face challenges or setbacks.
That's an important point. Life isn't always smooth sailing.
Right.
But this chapter reminds us that challenges are actually opportunities for growth. It's in those moments that we often discover our strength and resilience.
So even when things feel difficult, we should trust that it's all part of some bigger plan.
Exactly. Remember, the universe works in mysterious ways.
Right.
Sometimes what we perceive as a setback is actually redirection.
Okay.
Leading us towards something even better than we could have imagined.
It's about trusting the process even when it's uncomfortable.
Precisely. This final chapter, The Universe is Waiting, What Will You Create?, really emphasizes that we are co-creators with the universe.
Okay.
Every choice we make shapes the reality we experience.
So it's not about being like passive recipients,
no.
whatever life throws at us.
Right.
It's about actively participating in shaping our destiny.
Exactly. The universe is this dynamic, ever-evolving field of possibilities.
Wow.
It's constantly responding to our thoughts, feelings, and actions.
It's empowering, but it's also a little daunting to think that we have that much influence.
It is. But the beauty of it is that we get to choose what we create.
Yeah.
It all starts with awareness, becoming conscious of our thoughts, our energy, the choices that we're making.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one message you really hope listeners take away from this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we are not limited by our circumstances. You know, we all have this incredible power within us to shape our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with recognizing that interconnectedness,
right?
Understanding the power of our energy,
okay,
and aligning our intentions with what we truly desire. It's about trusting the process,
yes,
and having the courage to take those quantum leaps.
This has been a really insightful journey.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gained this whole new understanding of my place in the universe.
I agree.
What was your biggest takeaway from this book?
For me, the most powerful message was that we are not separate from the universe. We are the universe expressing itself through us.
Wow.
And when we tap into that awareness, we unlock this limitless potential for creativity, love, and joy.
That's beautiful. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the universe within. I hope you've been as inspired as I have. Remember, the universe is waiting. What will you create today?